forage options after wheat. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network, or call 844-OWN-USED. A topic covered during the Western Ag Research Station Agronomy Day near South Charleston, Ohio, was forage options after wheat. Mark Schultz, Extension Forage Specialist at Ohio State University, says there are a number of forage options for the Midwest.
Summer annual grasses, such as the sorghum species, forage sorghum for silage would be an option, but sedan grass and sorghum sedan grass and pearl millet.
So what kind of production can we expect from those options?
Okay, planted now in mid-July. In about 40 days, you can produce 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of dry matter, which if you cut for hay at that time, you'd have the opportunity to make another cutting and gain another ton later. So overall, 2 tons of dry matter when cut at a young stage like that. If you waited for 50 days, you could get the same yield and only cut once. It'd be a lot taller, so a lot harder to make hay out of, but would be an option for haylage. 60 days later will be up to 5,000 pounds of dry matter, and then cut in October, like for silage, early October, we would have 4 tons, 8,000 pounds of dry matter by that time.
So as we move later in the summer into maybe August, September, do we still have some options?
Yes. Early August, we can plant oats, spring triticale. For grazing, we can plant turnips anytime now till early August, or another brassica crop. Italian ryegrass could be planted in August.
So what's the latest that we can think about these forage options?
Okay, for this year, for forage this year, early September plantings. So possibly squeezed in after an early silage harvest. We can plant oats, or Italian ryegrass, or spring triticale, and get about a ton to a ton and a half at the best later in the fall, and that would be mainly for grazing because you're talking about November, late November into December grazing with that material.
Mark Schultz, Extension Forage Specialist at Ohio State University. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.